From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Mississippi today, former Ku Klux Klan leader Edgar Ray Killen was convicted of manslaughter in the 1964 killings of three civil rights workers. The verdict came 41 years to the day after the murders of James Cheney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner. The three young men, one black and two white, were shot to death and buried by a group of Klansmen opposed to their work registering black voters. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
The 80-year-old Killen sat in his wheelchair, breathing through an oxygen tube as the jury forewoman read the verdict.
In count one, we the jury find the defendant, Edgar Ray Killen, as to count one, guilty of manslaughter.
The jury of nine whites and three blacks deliberated for about 4 hours before convicting Killen on the lesser manslaughter charge. They could have found him guilty of murder for his role in organizing the Klan attack on the three civil rights workers. As the sheriff took him away, Killen shoved away reporters' microphones. One of his defense lawyers, James McIntyre, had little to say as he left the courthouse.
Of course, there's no winning or losing in our system of justice, and it's just whether or not justice has been done.
Is there an appeal?
Oh, yes.
McIntyre has called the case a political prosecution for the benefit of TV cameras. The case has drawn hordes of reporters to the tiny town of Philadelphia, just like the murders did 41 years ago, when the brutal crime drew national attention to the violent resistance to voting rights in the South. The federal government tried 18 Klansmen on civil rights charges in 1967, but this is the first time the state of Mississippi charged anyone with murder in the case. Families of the victims thanked prosecutors for finally seeking justice. Ben Cheney says the verdict acknowledges that his brother's life had value.
Some people in this community understand that a black male was just as valuable as a white male. Now you got to understand, no one would have known about James Cheney if he would have been caught alone on those dirt roads by himself. Had it not been for the courage and the commitment of Andrew Goodman and Michael Schwerner, had it not been for two whites from New York, he would have went unknown.
Schwerner's widow, Rita Bender, says Killen did not act in a vacuum and believes there are still issues that need to come to light given the jury's decision to convict Killen on manslaughter, not murder.
The fact that some members of this jury could have sat through that testimony, indeed could have lived here all these years, and could not bring themselves to acknowledge that these were murders, that they were committed with malice, indicates that there are still people, unfortunately, among you who choose to look aside, who choose to not see the truth.
Prosecutors say even on the lesser manslaughter charge, it was important to get a conviction.
There's justice for all in Mississippi, and I'm proud to say that a Neshoba County jury has shown that.
Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood.
I'd like to thank our good Lord for showing us that this murder was not sanctioned by God, that it was sanctioned by evil men, and that one of them is going to have to pay for that crime now. Late, but it's done.
Killen will be sentenced Thursday. He faces a maximum jail term of 20 years for each of the three manslaughter convictions. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Philadelphia, Mississippi.